Hajtsd a totál, hogy két elték.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Can I speak with Mina?
Hi, is that Elliot?
Yeah, it's Elliot returning the call from MMA. How are you doing? You okay?
I'm okay. It's just I had a few questions because, I don't know, I come off the call yesterday and you caught me on the hop yesterday. I've been really ill this week and I was just like, I spoke to my daughter and my sisters and they're like, you need to be careful, Mum. You know what I mean? Like, it's, that sounds a bit dubious and that's why I phoned you. I can make sure it was all legit, do you know?
No, of course, absolutely. So what questions did you have then, sorry?
I was just like going forward, the solicitors might take on this case. Will the Scottish Government, will they actually contact me, like the progress, or will they have any things with me, any communication with me?
No, so it'd be the solicitors who deal with them directly.
Uh-huh.
So the solicitors will deal with everything for you, and then like I said, if you was to, you know, get paid out or anything like that, then I think the money would come from them.
Oh, okay, all right. So you're not actually a solicitor yourself, no? You're just like
No, so it will be. So it's the solicitors who deal. I just say the solicitors just because I know I'm just like the agent on the phone. Sorry. If that
right, that's what I thought. Okay, yeah. Oh, I get that.
I'm the person who kind of deals with it on the phone. I'm not doing none of that kind of work in the background. Or anything
right.
Like that,
so yeah.
Just tend to say the solicitors, you know.
And can I ask something? You know, I mean, it don't really make much difference to me, right? But with the Scottish Government, I was just querying, like, they pay solicitors directly the fees for the Scottish redress, I'm under the impression. Do you know what I mean? Do you get what I'm saying?
I can double-check that for you. Just hold on one moment, because I'm not actually 100% on that.
Yeah.
So you just hold on one moment, and we'll double-check. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Amina. Sorry, I did just need to double check with one of my colleagues. I'm still fairly new to the business though. But with the payment process, how it works is they'll release the funds to the solicitors, and then the solicitors release the funds to yourself.
Right. Okay.
I mean, like I said, people are contacting the Scottish Redress claim directly.
Uh-huh.
And getting paid out like on average around £10,000.
Yeah, that's what my sister's doing.
The average claim is around £48,000, and even if you just like pop in Google yourself, what's the average claim for a Scottish redress? It says it's between like
£42,000 and £60,000.
Okay. Like I said, when you claim with a solicitor, because we get all the files off them and we get all the information, and we actually, you know, like put forward the case for you.
Yeah.
We make sure that we do get the maximum amount of money.
I get that, obviously, because you need to make money. you know what I'm saying?
No, that's it. I mean, we take a percentage of it as well, so it's within our interest to get as much as you can back.
I get that, because you're doing all the legwork, you're getting all the, you know, information and things. Yeah. Okay, but hold on, how can I put this? If the solicitor takes it on, when will they contact me, or what happens?
So I'm not 100% when they will be back in touch, to be completely honest, because it can, like I said, it can be a long process. It can take up to 12 months. I was just going to say, my manager did make me aware that the case has been accepted for you, though. Already sent it off last night, and they have looked at the case and said that they will accept that case.
Yeah.
So it is just kind of a waiting game now, you know, in regards to the process and...
And like when, obviously they've accepted it, right? Will they, hold on a minute. Well, like, as the process goes on, will there be any communication from them with me or whatever?
Yeah. They will get in touch with you, obviously, later down the line. So at the moment, it is still kind of very early.
It's just I'm just a bit... you've got to understand, I've got no trust in anybody in authority. Do you know what I'm saying?
I trust nothing,
and I'm a bit dubious about all this. You've got to get where I'm coming from, you know? I've just got to make sure it's right.
Absolutely. Well, like you say, you can give this number a call if you do need to, and I can obviously help with anything as well.
But like
I said, it is MMA legal as well, so you can get in touch if you do need to. But they should just be in touch when they do have something to make you aware of.
Okay. Yeah. You know, all I want to make sure is because I know nothing. There's lots of I do have other children homes actually. Where did I write them down? Ganavin, Dunoon, Glen Rosses.
And Glen Rosses as well?
Yep.
Yeah.
Airdrie.
Right, so I know we already had
Craig Doo.
Yeah. One moment, sorry. So Craig Doo, Glen Rossi.
Yeah.
Right, and the Craig Doo was Glasgow, weren't it?
Yeah. And Ganavin, Glasgow. Glenavon is Strathaven, Lanarkshire.
And what was the other one, sorry?
Hang on, I've done Glen Rossi. Ganavin?
Yeah, where?
Ganavin. Yeah, Ganavin, Glasgow, yeah.
And Glen Rossi, where was that?
Right. Glen Rothes is in the west coast of Scotland. It's a place, Glen Rothes. It's quite a bit away from Glasgow.
Yeah. No worries. Like I say, it's just all that information will help as well. So I know, did you say one of your sisters is claiming directly through Scottish Regis at the moment?
Yeah.
So like I said, with her already claiming, obviously, we won't be able to claim for her because she's already looked into that.
Oh, yeah.
Any of your, your other sister as well? Because I know there was...
I've got two. One's doing it directly. The other two I need to speak with. One's passed away, and my two brothers have passed away. It's such a shame for them because they were absolutely tormented all the way through, sexually abused. Do you know what I mean? It was absolutely awful what happened to them, you know?
Yeah, of course.
It was sickening, actually.
I mean,
I don't know if he took the guy's name because there has been court cases with him, Jim Carroll, do you know? He's still alive.
Jim Carroll.
Yeah. And the police phoned, you know what I mean? There was police cases, the police phoned up my brother 2 years ago.
Yeah, and let him know.
Aye, get to do a video link, aye.
Oh, God, yeah. And do you know what ages you was at those other places too, or would you not be sure?
This is all right. Glen Rothes, Ganavin, and Craig Doo were all before I was the age of 5.
Yeah. Okay, no worries. And then the other ones from 11 onwards, weren't
they? Yeah, Airdrie and Glenavon, aye.
Yeah, no worries. That's fine. Well, like, so what I will do is I will just obviously send the updated... information over as well for you. Like I said, any like the more information, just kind of it does just help to locate your files and things like that.
Yeah.
Like,
could I
confirm?
Sorry, Elliot. Could I also ask, right, just for a peace of mind for me? Could you possibly send me a letter with all obviously the business contact details on, and just you're communicated with myself.
So. Yeah, so I think just the document that you signed.
Yeah.
I think that should have it. I can just double check if you just hold on one moment. Yeah. Hi, Amina.
Hello.
Hi, I just confirmed, my manager said that the MMA will be able to get some information sent over for you.
Okay.
Like, you have like our contact information, just say that we are dealing with a case for you.
Just so it just keeps a peace of mind for me, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. Nice, like I said, you have got my number as well, if you do need to call in at any time as well.
And I just want to sorry about all these questions, I just want to confirm as well, when I asked you yesterday that you said you would, that you don't usually do it, but will you actually send me, when you get them, a copy of my file, because you know what I mean, that means more to me than money and that, do you know what I mean, there's a lot of stuff in there I'd like to know, do you know?
Yeah. So yeah, like I said, we should be able to. Like I said, I did put it on the note for when it gets sent over.
Just express how that, can you express to them how important that is to me, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That means more to me than this claim, you know? I can find out missing parts of my life.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, like I said, I will put that down for you. And obviously when they do get in touch with you, just make them aware as well.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Elliot.
Yeah. Not a problem. Okay. Is there anything else I can help you with at the moment?
No, you're sort of putting me peace of mind. That's all good.
Yeah.
Thank you for getting back to me.
No, it's not a problem. I'm glad to could help. And obviously, if you've got any other questions as well, once you spoke to your sisters as well, the other two, if you're not sure what they're doing at the moment, if they do want to, feel free to give us a call and share their information. We have already got a lot of it down from yourself, so we don't need to go into, you know, extensive detail anyway.
I'll speak to them anyway, do you know what I mean? Because what I might do is speak with them, call you back, and give you them their numbers if they're up for it, do you know what I mean? Because it's a big thing, you know?
I understand, it can be sensitive, and if you're not comfortable, then might say it's not a problem, we're not going to, like, you know, pressure them or anything like that, but if they would look into it as well, then we are here to help. Perfect.
All right.
Not a problem. Well, other than that, then, Mina, you have a lovely day today, and thanks for your time.
I need bother. All right. I'll speak to you later. Cheerio. Bye. Bye. Bye.
Yes, bye.